From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting at least 19 are known to have died and dozens more were wounded in a blast late Monday at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city of Manchester. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said the blast is being treated as a terrorist incident.
This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone. We're doing all that we can, working with local and national agencies to support those affected as we gather information about what happened last night.
If confirmed, the blast would be the worst terrorist incident in the United Kingdom in a dozen years. President Donald Trump meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Mr. Trump hopes to kickstart the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Monday, he met Israeli officials, reaffirming what he called the enduring friendship between the U.S. and Israel.
This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world.
Mr. Trump, who addressed leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh Sunday, said they agreed that Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu applauded the change in U.S. policy.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East.
And he welcomed Mr. Trump's visit to the Western Wall, one of Judaism's holiest shrines, the first sitting president to do so. This is VOA News. U.S. forces killed seven members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula early Tuesday in a raid in central Yemen. U.S. Central Command said its forces, with Yemeni government backing, used small arms fire and precision airstrikes to attack a terrorist compound in Marib Governorate. The U.N. Security Council will take up the matter of North Korea's banned nuclear missile programs Tuesday when it considers tough new sanctions. Monday, the council unanimously expressed its concern over Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of previous resolutions. The North Sunday conducted its latest intermediate-range ballistic missile test. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yun Lee said he's unimpressed by such past UN statements.
The fallout from such condemnation by the international community, in my view, does not compare to the strategic advantage gained by North Korea from continued provocations, weapons tests, and its enhanced capability.
Pyongyang Sunday said its test met all technical requirements and the missile could now be deployed. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called the latest test both disappointing and disturbing. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye has gone on trial on bribery charges that forced her impeachment and removal from office. She faces more than 10 years in jail if found guilty of taking bribes from business leaders. Ms. Park has denied any wrongdoing and was expected to enter a not guilty plea. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next ambassador to China. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford presided.
On this vote, the yeas are 82, the nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table. The president will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Branstad, during his confirmation hearings, assured lawmakers he would take a strong stand with Beijing on the issue of North Korea, as well as trade matters and human rights. Gambia's government seized the assets of exiled former President Yahya Jammeh. They include nearly 90 bank accounts and multiple properties and companies. Jammeh accused of stealing millions in public funds before fleeing Gambia for Equatorial Guinea in January. In her final address as head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan insisted the agency is relevant despite its slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
This was West Africa's first experience with Ebola, and the outbreak took everyone, including WHO, by surprise.
While insisting the WHO made quick course corrections, she said she holds herself personally accountable for the agency's early failures during the 2014 outbreak that killed more than 11,300 people. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.